Okay, hi guys. I'm Tail, and this is Neo News Technology. Dold, please introduce yourself.
Oh, sorry. Hi, I'm sorry. Hi, I'm Dold, aka Alia. And yeah, I'm the oldest of the group, I'd say, from Germany. And that's all.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Marker leak is ever gonna join.
Oh, we'll have to wait, I guess.
Yep. We can talk about biases while we're waiting, I guess. So
Yeah, sure.
I
Do you want to
stand.
start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stan Stray Kids and all NCT units. I'm currently getting into the boys, but I don't know much about them, so we'll not talk about that right now. Anyways, my biases are Taeyang, Johnny, Jaehyun, Tin, and Lucas, for NCT. And then my bias for Stray Kids is Changbin.
Ooh. Yeah. So my favorite groups are obviously NCT. I guess that's all our favorite groups.
Yeah.
And besides that, oh, CIA
Thanks,
and
Marcus.
Monster X mostly. Oh, hi. Huh?
Okay, so we're discussing biases right now. I already did mine.
Oh, you
Ali is
did.
working on hers. And
Oh.
then after she does hers, you can talk about yours.
Yep. Okay. So, as I said, NCT, CIX, Stray Kids as well. And I'm getting into Luna in 17. But
Ooh.
that's like, I'm not really, I don't really know the names yet, so I'm gonna shut up. And my old bias is Haechan out of K-pop, but in general. And yeah, my Stray Kids bias is actually Han. And yeah, CIX, I don't actually have a bias because I don't know. I didn't think about it. So I was like, yeah, I like all of them, I guess. Yeah.
She has taste, honestly.
Thank you.
But one thing I noticed about Stray Kids is that they rarely use Jisung's name, Han. Like, they don't use
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, they always use Han, which I think is because it's his stage name.
No, but sometimes they just don't even use his stage name. They just use Jisung, this and that. And I'm just like, it's not Jisung, it's Han, guys. Wait.
But
Jeez.
it's like I am in Monster X. Like, did you see his tweet last time? I
Wait.
don't know what you said, but someone retweeted his tweet and was like, he used his real name and he was so shook about that. He was like, whoa, y'all know my real name?
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Because
Y'all know my
they use his real name a lot instead of his stage name.
Okay, marker leak. Tell us about your favorite groups and biases.
This is actually hard. I have a lot of groups. I'm just gonna name the few I actually do listen to in general. So, starting
Let's get
off,
started.
starting off with Super Junior. I've been into them since I guess 2016. My bias is Kyuhyun. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. I get paranoid. But yes, the member that joined the last. I've actually been a part of them for years now, so it's all good. And then we have NCT. All of NCT, I don't really have a bias for each unit because I just don't like that. I tend to love every one of them each, but I do bias Doyoung because he's so underrated.
He really is. Like,
y'all just don't know who he is, and that's sad. Change it.
When he did that Billie Eilish cover in the train station, I fell in love with him. Like,
yes. I'm just like,
tame. Oh my god.
Can't not love him. You gotta love that man. Okay. for Shiny, probably I would say Mino, cause it's just Mino. Just gotta love him. And Twice, I actually love Twice a lot. So it's kind of hard to choose since they're all so beautiful and talented. But I bias Mina because I just gotta love her.
She's so cute.
She's my sister's bias.
Oh, got competition. No, I'm kidding. For Stray Kids, I don't know, actually. I actually don't have a bias in that group. I can't choose. They're all just so cute and amazing.
Honestly, I wouldn't have a bias if it weren't for the fact that Stray Kids is what basically turned me from a K-pop hater into a K-pop stan. And Chungbin was like the first member that kind of like converted me.
Oh my god, it'd be like that though. You just gotta
we got history.
That time you started. It's a pretty unique member though,
right?
Since I don't know, usually people say it's Felix or something like that, so congrats.
I actually did turn into a stay because of Felix. I don't know why.
This is like, this makes me so sad. But Felix actually used to be one of the K-pop guys that I would hate on.
Oh.
And I had absolutely no reason to hate on him other than the fact that he was in a K-pop group.
Wow.
Like, I was so awful. But
there
it's okay. I love it now.
I got into Stray Kids because of the series, the little the survival show, I guess. And I literally cried when they kicked off Felix and Mino. I was like, no.
Yeah, I was watching that on the Stray Kids like 2 year anniversary, right?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I cried. it was so sad.
I still cry. Like, what? How? Okay.
I've actually never watched that.
I felt so bad for Felix. Like, he was like, "Bitch, I'm a dancer. Why do I need to go cry?"
I literally watched it a year after they debuted. Oh my god. Okay, but anyways, continue off the list. And then
yeah.
17. I'm getting into them, but I know them. I just need to know more before I choose someone because they're amazing. Like, what? I'm just shook. They're talent. Their synchronization is amazing.
Dude, their dances their dances are, like, literally perfect. Like, almost robot-like.
Yes! And I've been watching their videos for so long now, and I'm just so amazed by how much effort they put into their dances. Don't even get me started on the fan chant. The fan chant. Oh, I could never do that.
They really said we're gonna be the best in the fucking industry.
Period. Like, honestly. That shit just... One day they're gonna dominate everything. I'm gonna be honest. I feel like they're just gonna be the best out of the best. My opinion Don't hate on me.
Don't hate on me.
No, I yeah, agree.
They have a lot of potential to become really big.
Really good. I do prefer NCT's music over 17's.
Yeah, yeah, sometimes.
But as far as dancing goes, 17 wins by, like, so much.
Well, honestly, yeah. I think they have more, I don't know what it is, but more something in their dance that
groups. I think they work really hard to get it perfect, and it really shows how much work they put into it. So I think it just makes it better.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, anyway. Never mind.
I will say there is one, the boys.
Oh, yeah.
Choreographer.
I know who they are.
The one where Sunwoo, he, like, runs up their back jumps off.
I've seen that. And I feel like, I've seen that a lot.
Like, that is so crazy. And he was so scared. I watched the dance practice video, and he was literally, like, he was so scared.
Yeah, I saw that.
They did a trust fall exercise, and as soon as they caught him and, like, let him down, he hugged both of them.
Oh, my God.
Aww.
And he looked mortified. And the two members that had to catch him were really scared, too.
I mean, I get why. It's pretty scary to have to run, like, on top of members and then jump off, like...
Yeah, there's so much that could go wrong there.
Right. I'm scared. Literally, someone could dislocate their shoulder while doing that. I don't know. Break their wrist, for all I know.
There's a lot that could happen.
Right. Safety, I feel like should be, like, the number one priority. Especially in-
But he did it, and he killed it, and I'm very proud of him for it.
Applause.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
We gotta make our own sound effects. Okay, but anyway.
Okay.
Anyways, that was a whole different change of topic.
Should we move on to the comeback?
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's talk about Punch first. What do we think?
You go first. Or... whoever.
Okay. It's so good. I love it. I definitely do prefer Kick It. But
wow, same.
Hot opinions. No. Punch is so good. I love the concept. I love the outfits. Like, the whole song is amazing. The whispering.
Oh, wow. Like,
yeah, like, that's just, it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta say, I disagree with the Kick It is better part. I do think Punch is better. I don't know why, but just this, the weirdness of the song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just love it.
Yeah, I can understand that.
I don't know. It's preference, so we can't really argue about that.
Yeah.
I definitely like the Kick It dance break more than the Punch dance break.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of the things that makes Kick It better for me. But I do love them both a lot.
Same. Okay, my turn. Hi, guys.
Yes.
So, my opinion, my review... on Punch, the first few bits, the little like gaming sound, robot sounds, it reminds me of a game.
Yeah,
but I just don't know, like, how, like, what, like, I can see a game in my head, but I just don't know the name of it. I don't know why.
It kind of reminds me of that one Mega Man. It reminds me of Mega Man.
Yeah. Like, it reminded me of something, but I just didn't know what. But in terms of forgetting the song, I don't know how I feel about
it. Yeah.
Like, if usually a song gets stuck in my head as soon as I hear it, and then I keep singing it over and over again. But this song, I've played more than 20 times, and I still can't get it stuck. The only part I got stuck was the game, the first part. And that's it.
I have, like, parts of it stuck in my head, but I definitely can't go through, like, the whole song in my head.
Yeah, same.
But I do prefer Kick It more than Punch. I'm sorry, but Punch is good, though. Punch is very good. I like it. It's different. It's NCT style. It's out of this world.
Yeah.
I
like the baseball bats.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
The thing about Punch is that you gotta know a movie or something to connect that, because I've seen so many theories on Twitter that it hurts my head.
Yeah, same. Oh my god.
Like, I want to understand, but I just can't, because my brain is like a 5-year-old. Dumb.
Same.
But yeah, overall, I like Punch, but it's good. I love it. Keep doing great, boys. I'm rooting for you.
Yep. Punch. I was rooting for you. We were
Punch,
all
Punch, guys. Do it.
Yeah. Dream Punch as many times as you can.
I'm just trying to get a win for my boys.
Didn't they say that if it reaches 20 million, they will do, I don't know, a special video for it? Or a special practice?
They did? I didn't even know that. I don't keep updates.
Oh, they did? They did post the dance practice for it today. I watched that. Mm-hmm. That was amazing.
I didn't get to watch it yet, but I'll watch it later because I'm busy.
It was so good. I love it. But I think probably the reason that I like Kick It more than Punch is because Kick It got stuck in my head after, like, one time listening to it.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
You go first.
I do just vibe to Punch all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really playing it all the time. So.
It's probably the reason why, like I told you this morning, how I said the cops came to my house. Because we were playing music. That's probably why they came. Because the music was on, I don't know how loud it was, but it was pretty loud. I couldn't even hear me. But we were just vibing the Punch. Like, it's a good
Punch does kind of sound like party music, so I can understand.
All you hear is rock, like a fucking rock sound coming out of a house, and you're just like, what is that? I probably got a few complaints already, but it's okay. I can handle it. It's my house. It's my music.
Yeah, I am. So, in my living room, we have a TV, and we have a sound system.
What did I want to say? Oh, the music video.
The music video?
Wow.
Punch?
Yeah, the music video.
Yeah.
I don't know, but this whole, the first part where they're all in black and with this blue background was like, okay. And then the switch to super rainbow vibes, or I don't know how to call them. But that was so, I don't know, it didn't fit. But at the same time, it fit to the song. So
yeah.
If I would just watch the video without music,
it'll look,
yeah, I would be so weird. Confused.
But I feel like the song is connected somehow to, because they glitch. Someone glitches in it. And it's connected to either when, I don't remember the song, what was the song? The music video.
Superhuman? So,
yeah, it was either that or who was it who glitches too? It was Haechan who glitches too. But I just don't remember which music video is it. Because there's a lot of theories saying that this music video, Punch, it
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know which one. Yeah, I don't know. Trying to think of what music video they would be glitching in. Oh, I can't
You
even
know
think of the
me.
name. Could it be
Oh.
like Simon Says?
All right.
I feel like it would either be Simon Says or Limitless.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh God, Ellie got disconnected.
Oh,
I just
I can't see
noticed.
it.
You good,
My
Allie?
shit disconnected. I just realized it got disconnected like a minute just looking down at my phone because I'm eating, so yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, as I
Yeah,
was
you just noticed.
saying, I'll
Okay.
say it was like it's getting connected to like their debut, like where they released the NCT documentary thing, the dream thing. I don't know. But
Oh.
yeah, this is what I'm trying to say, but my phone was like, no, shut up.
Don't know. NCT is clever, so I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's just me, because I'm my head be working differently.
Your brain is on another level.
Yes.
We can't reach that. That's like too high.
Yeah. Okay. Nonstop.
That's the bop. I'm gonna say it.
Yes. Nonstop is so good. I will play it on repeat all day. I don't give a fuck if
For
somebody
real.
complains.
I don't care. I'm playing that shit on 10-hour loop. Don't ask me. Leave me alone.
Oh my God. So when I was showing my mom the Love Talk music
Oh.
video yesterday, there's like a 1 hour loop of literally just the music
Oh my
video.
God, I would watch
Yeah,
that.
I already did.
I found a 1 hour loop of literally just Mark's line in Kick It. Or not Kick It, Joplin.
I
Oh,
listened to that too. Girl, I listened to all 1 hour loops. Neo Got My Back.
I love
I
Neo.
already had that.
I'm gonna just start playing Neo Got My Back in the
Got my back
background
is like
real quick.
that one intro song you just can't get over.
Yeah.
Like that the lyrics are so meaningful.
Neo got my bag, coach.
Okay,
Ticked on my mind.
my oh.
It's so
Honestly,
good.
though. Oh,
Wait,
he's
okay.
going hard.
Neo Got My Back or Whiplash?
Try to give me whip. I'm so sorry. All I can think of is that one interview where he said it's about his sister, and I just can't stop thinking about
Oh
it.
oh, that's secondhand embarrassment. Oh my
Honestly, I
God.
felt that embarrassment through the screen, and I just was like, I'm sorry, Taeyang, but you're just gonna have to stop there, buddy. This man. Oh.
Is he secretly from
Oh.
Alabama?
Home, Alabama.
Oh my God. But like the way Mark tries to explain it is like so weird. He repeats himself like 50 times or something like that.
They don't want to get in trouble.
Literally, them trying to explain highway to heaven without trying to say sex. Like, sweetie, just
It's
say
all
no.
about the vibes. It's just the vibes. You gotta feel the vibe. Like, the vibe.
I hate that.
I remember searching up the lyrics for Whiplash, and the information that I saw, I was like, hold up.
Wait a minute.
It said, this is either about his sister or about whipping kink. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Make it make sense. What the fuck?
You're exposing him.
Yeah, I didn't believe y'all. I didn't believe y'all the other day when y'all said Taeyong is a bottom. And then I look up the English translation of Whiplash. My mama says, get me a good girl. Mom, my tastes are very definite. I'm soft and have boyish emotions like a loser, so I need a girl who can control me.
I don't know how
about this. That is like...
Should I be worried or concerned? Or like...
NCT bottoms confirmed.
Period. I think we've
been... Yes.
Yes, Whiplash is that one song where you just get embarrassed. Me.
Because you know the meaning.
You just think
although
like the interview.
I introduced a 12
NCT is
no, go ahead.
Like every 7 song is literally just about fucking and they try to cover it up with
other yeah.
shit. Like we know what it's
honey,
about.
Just say sex. We ain't gonna do nothing about it.
Yeah.
Taeyong is like that one writer where it's all about sex and money. I'm sorry, Taeyong, but
there was actually in an interview, I think it was released today or something, in iHeartRadio, and he said that his favorite song is Baby Don't Stop. I think. I hope I'm not wrong, but I heard something like that and I was like, boy. Thank God you didn't say Whiplash.
Baby Don't Stop is that one song. Like, it's sexual. But...
Baby Don't Stop, like, that's definitely honestly. One of my favorites.
Stop. Baby Don't Stop.
It has been since I got into NCT. But the first time I watched the Baby Don't Stop music video, I was not into NCT yet.
Sad.
I was... You know, I was just a solo stand for, like, Stray Kids. I was watching the music video. I was like, damn, this is
Yo.
You did not.
Got it.
I knew who Taeyong was, so I was not talking about Taeyong.
Are you talking about
Taeyong?
Oh, my God. Get out.
Oh, my
God. Yeah.
Aw. Yeah, can you please disconnect?
I really said Tim no. ugly as fuck, and so I feel
you.
Oh my god,
I love him now. He's like, he's so cute. I love him, but before I knew who he was,
my god, what the fuck?
Watch the music video, and he's like, dude, who are these two dudes? I'm trying to stand this group, and I'm just like, Honey, you ain't ready for what you're about to come into. You got 18 more years to learn. And he's just like, wait, was it 18? Hold on. No. Shit, wait. I lost count. 18 plus 2 is what? 20, right?
Yeah.
I mean, 20. 19, because it's 21 members. I just need to learn math again. Hi. 19.
It's okay. NCT, like, they have so many members, it's hard to keep track.
And I was like, you gotta learn. I said 18 by accident. Don't at me, please. I just forgot. You're in the moment where you just get excited. Don't at me, okay? Anyways, and I was like, you still got 18 more members to learn. And he's like, huh? And I'm just like, yeah, NCT Dream, NCT 127, NCT U. Wavy, dude, it's fine. You'll get used to it soon. And he's like, you know what?
And then withstanding NCT also comes.
Oh yeah, Super true.
M. Oh yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Super M or Super M biases. Oh, I forgot.
I don't have a Super M bias.
Oh.
Mine is 10, I think.
I think mine is either Mark or Taemin, but I'm not sure.
My EXO bias is what's his name? It's Lay, though. It's Lay. Because...
Honey. I know. Did you? I didn't have joy.
Yes. That song makes me want a body roll or something. Just eat honey.
Same. That's actually why my username is a.honey.
Oh, my God.
Because I was listening to it while I was making an account for myself. And I was like, all right, honey, it is.
I use the name NCT Baby because it's like a name I've always used. And because I'm just the baby in general.
Aww.
Yes. It's like...
Can y'all hear Whiplash?
Oh my playing? God, I can hear it. Don't acknowledge
yeah.
Flashback. Scary. Okay, but it's Super so Super M in general is like, it's a really good group, but they could do better. I'm sorry, but it's my opinion.
You're a little bit right. Mm-hmm. I love Super M, but if they don't give Lucas more lines right fucking
I'm
now.
I'm really about to fight a bitch. I'm just like, where's 10?
He literally gets like in all of Super M songs, he gets like 14 seconds like, of lines.
Attract attention because he is, but sweetie, the lines, where are they at though?
I think SM honestly just uses him in Super M for his looks.
Yeah,
but they
yeah, obviously,
sexy, we his know position. And cute, we know, but bitch,
yeah,
don't make.
I love his rapping voice. Like his rapping voice is fucking amazing, hot. Top tier. But literally his position in Super M is rapper. And he doesn't even get to rap.
True.
What's his
I'm rap- just waiting for the album. The next one.
He's rapping. Yeah. He's rapping Japanese. Gotta get down. Japping. Gotta
drop
get
it. Down.
Japping. Bitch.
Yeah.
No. We gonna.
Literally all he gets is dropping. And he gets, like, one little bitty line in the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which sucks.
I don't remember it. Oh, my God.
Me neither. I'm so sorry, but I can never remember dropping for some reason. We going punch ow. Again, but dropping version.
Dropping version.
It's SM disease. You don't remember the song.
I think his for line real, in the beginning, I think his line in the beginning is the one ad- of the, Because when oh. we jump, pop and we jump
in. We jump in.
I don't even care.
Oh, you think you're full of their feet, like, I'm going to show you how to buy you a good bitch.
But I'm both going to buy you a mixed match. Yes.
Me singing random ass words.
Literally, that line saved K-pop.
Period. But the one thing that bothered me the most is Mark's rap in the trailer. Like, huh? You didn't use that as a song?
Yeah, oh my god. I'm waiting for that to drop. Deadass.
Piss me the fuck off. I was so mad. I was like, SM, if you don't fucking put that rap in there, I'm about to go to Korea and do it myself.
I actually follow a fan page that posts that video every day until SM drops that.
For real, they need to drop it. It's so good. Like, huh?
I think they know it's too good.
How you
know the power.
For real, like how you just gonna drop that and not put it in the song? My God. It don't work like that.
It's
explain.
SM loves fucking citizens.
He hates us. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. We been new though.
Ay, ay, ay.
My grandma just came, by the way. Just to let y'all know.
Okay. Oh, we have one more song in the comeback to talk about. Make your day.
It's such a cute song. I really like it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I wouldn't listen to it all the time. I'm not a ballad. How do you say it?
Ballad?
Ballad? Ballad. I'm not a ballad fan.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it's in my playlist. I listen to it, but I'm not sure about it.
Honestly, just like I get such angelic vibes from it. Like, it's just so like
It's just so
pure,
it's because
I guess.
we know NCT is not pure, so this song is like
Yeah.
it's like a one of those holy songs where they just make us forget.
Actually, before I call it pure, I'm gonna look up the English translation to the lyrics.
And it turns out to be sexual. I'm leaving.
Wait, but actually the lyrics
Yeah,
of
me too.
Nonstop, it's pretty wholesome.
I don't, yeah. Yes,
It
it
has
is.
a deeper meaning and it's not bad.
It's like, what is it called? My Van, I think. My Van is that one song where it actually takes us to the real world of K-pop. My Van is that one underrated song that no one likes. I love that song.
Same, I don't understand why people don't like it.
Right? It's such
Have you all seen that this drowning meme? Like, you can save only one of those songs that they put there. And, like, my one was deep down. And I was like, mate, what the fuck?
Oh my God, I'm gonna fucking cry. These lyrics are
My God,
so
read them
cute.
out.
I'm trying to see. Every morning when I open my eyes, I want to whisper these words to you that I hope you'll be happy
Oh,
today.
wait.
Just by your existence, you already shine radiantly.
Oh, shit.
Oh my fucking God. After I met you, all of these things that are surrounding me
Oh,
feels
shit.
like a dream.
I am the dream, bitch. Cook. I'm kidding. I'm sure.
Within 1 year, only one day of it isn't enough.
4 years ain't enough for me with NCT.
Always be on your side whenever, my dear. I want to be with you every day, every
My
single day,
God,
eternally.
wait. Why does it actually make me cry?
Gonna play that on my wedding. Oh my God.
I'm gonna play
Yeah.
talk.
Same.
Oh, hello.
Okay.
We
Hi,
got
Brittany.
Kenny.
Hi, it's
Oh my God.
the Okay, my
going.
mom's gone, so we gotta end
All
it
right.
You
This shows our
should put this out.
poetic. Bye,
Okay, bye. You should put this out in
I guess.
the papers.